Okay. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Green Left Radio. And for our first interview for the program this week, we're going to be interviewing Alex Boucher from Pride in Protests in Sydney. And he is a lead candidate for the Mardi Gras AGM, which is coming up this Saturday, on the 5th of December. And basically it's a ticket that they're running to just basically trying to push kind of Mardi Gras to adopt, far more kind of progressive politics. Because I guess despite the kind of radical history that Mardi Gras has had in the past, it has become a lot more commercialized in recent years. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. I guess the first kind of question I want to kind of ask is, I sort of just made a very kind of brief kind of reference to kind of the sort of radical kind of history of Mardi Gras. And I guess just to set up a bit of context for some of our listeners, what can you, I guess, tell us about, you know, a bit about the history of Mardi Gras, and in terms of how it's kind of started?
Yeah. So I think one of the most important things to remember about Mardi Gras is that it started out of like the gay liberation movement, and that movement in general has a pretty firm backing in anti-authority, anti-police. It has this very firm backing that was maybe out of necessity, but the first Mardi Gras was quite prominent for the fact that there were so many people arrested. Over the years, we've sort of seen this like move away from the radicalization of Mardi Gras. And I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that there has been a sense of acceptance by the community of at least, you know, white cis gays and lesbians. And that has just moved us into this territory where progressively the parade has become more and more corporatized. We used to have, you know, these parades as protest, and now it is more along the lines of, we'll see, you know, a float with ANZ workers on it, which is pretty far from the radical roots of Mardi Gras. But we'll also see the police marching, the AFP, the military. It has been a slow slide into just this whitewashed and pinkwashed parade.
And I guess going into kind of a bit more detail about that, because I remember there's been a number of kind of news stories about Mardi Gras where I remember hearing that they had openly kind of banned sort of leftist sort of political organizations from having floats, or even if my memory is correct, there was even an attempt to restrict or censor a teachers union kind of float. I think this, I remember this was being around the kind of Safe Schools kind of campaign. However, I'm not clear, I remember, on the details on that. And what can you tell me about what has sort of kind of happened there? And we can get into actually talking about your ticket then.
Yeah, so the teachers union was, according to the selections committee, which is the committee that chooses which floats will be in, was apparently a mistake, and that was reversed. But there has been a long time policy of choosing floats that are aesthetically pleasing rather than politically pleasing, or, you know, that represent the glitz and glamour while not really representing any of the substance. I think the teachers union is an interesting example of just, there was outcry about that. Like you can't have, you know, the police marching and exclude the teachers. That is completely unacceptable. And they reversed that decision.
Oh, yeah. And so going into your ticket, Pride in kind of Protest, what can you, I guess, tell us about this kind of ticket that you're kind of running for the, I guess, you're running, I guess, you're running to be part of the actual committee that actually runs and manages the kind of festival. Maybe you can sort of explain a bit more of that on what you're sort of planning to sort of do if you were to kind of be elected.
Yeah, so we're running for the board of Mardi Gras, and one of the main things that we're trying to do right now is get the police and corrective services out of the parade. We don't see it as appropriate that they are included. We think that the history between the LGBTQIA plus community and the police is far too fraught. And we also think that the present between the police and corrective services and the LGBTQIA plus community is far too fraught for us to be just accepting them to use their you know, once a year PR spot to march along the gates.
And what can you tell us, I guess, a bit more about what are some of the kind of policies in terms of what is sort of your ideal kind of vision of what kind of Mardi Gras should be in terms of your overall kind of campaign and vision?
A Mardi Gras that was delivered exclusively by Pride and Protest would be corporate free. It would be free from police and corrective services. We have quite a few motions that we put forward at the AGM, which are voted on by the members, which is, you know, separate from the board election. And those motions sort of reiterate our commitment to left-wing causes. So, you know, a motion in support of Black Lives Matter. Up until this point, we still haven't heard anything from Mardi Gras about Black Lives Matter or Aboriginal deaths in custody. Our motion on removing the police and corrective services from the parade, we want to get rid of the corporate sponsor, ANZ. I mean, ANZ is an awful, awful bank, and that's saying something because most banks are pretty bloody awful. They continue to loan, after the Paris Climate Agreement, $5.50 to every fossil fuel, $5.50 that they lend to fossil fuel companies, they lend a dollar to renewable energy, which to us is sort of unacceptable. But Mardi Gras has this like commitment, and I say that very loosely, this commitment to helping LGBTQIA plus people in the region as well. And we don't see that as compatible with sponsoring someone who is leading very rapidly the charge in Australia to climate destruction. We've also got a motion to remove Star Casino, which is another group, which I think, which is another company, sorry, that has just caused immense community harm. I'm sure down in Victoria, there is, you know, some outcry about companies like Crown, who, you know, they're in the news because of scandals all the time. With Star Casino, we think about the fact that there are, you know, already way too many gambling venues in New South Wales. But to add to that, they don't report assaults. They actively like profit off a misery causing business. It is to us like beyond the pale that they would be accepted as a corporate sponsor. And it is worth noting in the board's rejection of this proposal, they said that they would condemn the industry of gambling whilst also keeping Star Casino as a sponsor, which I think is pretty laughable. We're wanting to ban Qantas from being a sponsor in the foreseeable future. That's another big thing that we're aiming to do. They have profited again off the misery of people through their participation in the oppressive offshore detention regime. They deport refugees out, or the Australian government out of the country. And we see that as completely unacceptable. That is not compatible with what Mardi Gras would call their long-term commitment to human rights. One of the things that we get accused of with motions like Star Casino, motions like ANZ, motions like Qantas, is, well, how does it affect LGBT people? How does it affect them? And I think with Qantas, we've seen they have participated in the deportation of LGBTQIA plus people back to their countries of origin, where they would certainly face corporal punishment. And that is absolutely unacceptable. And the fact that, you know, unless it sort of affects the white gaze, they don't care. That is very, very concerning. We're also looking to get rid of the Liberal Party out of the parade, and we want to sort of disinvite any of the leaders that are invited to the parade as well. The fact that we have people like Scott Morrison, who has been a vocal opponent of same-sex marriage, who has, you know, tacitly agreed with things along the lines of, you know, conversion therapy, it doesn't strike us as compatible with an LGBTQIA plus event to have people like him coming along. Gladys Berejiklian, we would like her not to come as well. Gladys has not done a great job of rebuking Mark Latham on his bill in New South Wales to basically prohibit the discussion of gender identity in schools, which is the typical sort of thing you see from a lot of far-right people who are trying to win a part of the culture war that they are definitely losing. And from what we've seen, what is One Nation policy one day is Liberal Party policy the next. There are two motions that are sort of regarded, they regard the organization itself, and they're a little bureaucratic, but one of them is the price of membership, which right now it's $50 to become a member of Mardi Gras for a year, $40 for a concession. We think that that unfairly excludes working class people from participating in Mardi Gras. And the other is a motion on corruption within Mardi Gras. As you may or may not know, last year we won the bid to become the 2023 host for World Pride. And the person who is currently the CEO of World Pride is a board director of Mardi Gras. And the person who is holding that job did not go up against an open tender process. It was completely opaque. And now they're basically drawing a salary from a company that they are a director of. They're the eight motions that we've sort of got going.
And yeah, I guess the next kind of question I sort of want to ask is, you sort of gone on a bit about, you know, what you're kind of demanding, and, but I kind of want to just hear maybe a bit of your sort of perspective on what do you think, you know, this with the kind of commercialization of Mardi Gras, the fact that it has kind of corporate kind of sponsors, et cetera, how would you sort of relate this to some of the broader kind of political kind of trends in kind of society? Because, you know, there has been since the winning of kind of marriage equality, there has been kind of this sense of co-option of the LGBTIQ movement. And do you think this sort of, I kind of just want to hear kind of your comments on what does this kind of reflect more broadly? Because I think what I think you're doing in terms of trying to push to kind of reform kind of Mardi Gras is actually, I think, an important kind of thing, because I think it is actually tied up to, I think, a lot of struggles and resisting a lot of kind of broader trends in politics.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it is a long-term problem that we're seeing with corporatization. And I think it has gotten worse since marriage equality, which is a statement that is fraught to say. But I mean, the first thing is, these sorts of events, these landmark events, should be funded primarily by government. They should be funded primarily by government, because we shouldn't have companies either using this as their quasi-HR department to, you know, celebrate LGBT inclusion one day of the year. We also shouldn't be seeing these companies using Mardi Gras as a time to basically get in the good graces of LGBTQIA plus consumers. That's the other big part of it. But, like, I think that the entire trend is a little more insidious than just after marriage equality. I think it starts with the way in which we've privatized so many things in this economy. Everything is a service provided by a corporation. Everything is a service provided by a private third party. And the government sort of just becomes a tender operator, basically. We don't like that trend. We think that broadly, events that are celebrating groups of people should be events that are free from corporate sponsorship. The idea that these companies are utilizing something like Mardi Gras for good PR, the idea that they're using them as a quasi-HR department to show off their LGBT inclusion to future recruits, that is like incredibly, incredibly concerning. And it is the antithesis of what Mardi Gras is supposed to be about. Celebrating inclusion and diversity isn't about careers. It's about who people are as their identity. And I think, you know, the broader context of it is that in the society that we live in, there is a very strong move to reduce people to just being their career, when that is definitely not the case.
And I guess in terms of how people, in terms of our kind of listeners, because from my understanding, this sort of Mardi Gras AGM, because you can become a member of Mardi Gras for $50 to or $40 a year. And I imagine this is a pretty kind of open process and you're trying to obviously campaign for kind of broader support. In terms of our listeners, how can they support what your kind of ticket and campaign group is kind of doing with Mardi Gras?
Sorry. So at this point, it is too late to become a Mardi Gras director for this year. A Mardi Gras member for this year. But we are incredibly active on social media. We do sort of rely on people sharing our content so that we can get it out there to as many different people as possible. Chances are that, you know, within the LGBTQIA plus community in Melbourne, there are people who will see our stuff. And if they shared that to their network, there's a good chance that they would at least have a couple of Mardi Gras members within there. I mean, the Mardi Gras membership is a large group. So like there is a chance. I think the other thing that is sort of important is getting involved in like local movements as well. A lot of things that we push for are things that, you know, like we're sort of the first to push for in a pride sense around the world. But things like removing corrective services and the police from the parade, we saw Auckland Pride do that. We saw Toronto Pride do that. Toronto, I think, or Vancouver. We've seen two prides do it before. And the more that we see these pride celebrations moving to kick these organizations out of their parade, the easier it becomes for the next group. And so when we start to see different groups around Australia also making those moves, I think we start to have an easier time of it right across the country, not just for Sydney, but for, you know, whichever pride decides to do it next. So yeah, get involved with your local left-wing pride organization and push these motions as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, Alex. Do you have any, I guess, concluding comments that you would like to make before we wrap up this interview?
I guess, yeah, just be aware within your local organizations, within your local events of the creep of corporations, of the creep of security culture within them. And do everything you can at whatever level just to rebuke that, because it isn't normal and it isn't okay. We shouldn't just accept that our future is going to be ANZ sponsored prep.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Alex. So you are listening to Green Left Radio, and I'll just go play a quick announcement and we'll move on to the next part of our program. Well, yeah, thank you very much, Alex. That was great.